Before, I want to ask some questions sort of looking back and assessing things in your life to end, but I wonder before that if there's anything that you feel that we've left out that you'd like to make sure that...
Oh, I can't remember.
We talked about Joyce going to law school, finishing law school now.
Well, she works at WL, and she likes it. She's in corporate tax. She goes to... She's sent to Sacramento and goes to Texas and places like that to conventions. And
what's your relationship like with her now?
Oh, we're very close. We don't have too much time. I mean, actually, she doesn't have time to do my tax returns, but she does. We understand and we do for each other. We're in business together and we bought these places together in Hollywood. I do the work and she pays the payments.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think that she's viewed the kind of work that you've done over the years?
She says every once in a while she thinks she'd like to quit her job and start doing what I'm doing.
Has she ever learned any of those skills?
She can do some of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. She can do some painting, and she attempts to do some of the repairs and things like that. She gets very frustrated at times, but she does all right.
Has she ever worked with you on doing those sorts of things?
Oh, well, yeah. Sometimes I need somebody to hold something in place or that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's around. Like that.
What's your social life like now that your friend died?
I haven't been going. Well, I went dancing. I had a friend for 5 years, and that's 5 years ago now. I went with him for 5 years, and we danced two or three times a week, and. Then he wanted to get married, and I was afraid that he would. I had a rumor here, a young man that had been with me for quite a while. And he was trying to encourage him to move out, and I was afraid he might move in sometime while I was gone, you know, be here, break in, or whatever. He could move in while the tenant was here. So anyway, I quit. He wanted to marry me. I said no. I said she looked for somebody else. He wasn't anything I wanted to live with. It was all I could have fun with.
And how about women friends?
I have some. There's Mildred Hawkins, and I have this woman a couple women in Minnesota, and this was her. Her daughter had made this quilt, and she. I sent in one of the blocks, as friendship quilt.
Mm-hmm. What sorts of things do you do with your women friends?
Oh, mostly the ones that are here, we take exercise classes together and we eat out together. I'm not much on eating out. I haven't showed you. I took some classes embroidery, machine embroidery, and knitting and weaving. I'm going to show you some things.
Oh, wonderful. Should I come over there?
I can do more of those.
Now, when did you start to take these things up then?
About 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And these are things that you would do with other women?
Yeah, other women's classes. Right now, I'm in weaving. I'll be in weaving pretty soon. I'm going to go to El Camino College to a class for middle-aged and elderly exercise class. I understand they put an EKG on you and see what you can do, and they have exercises and things like that. So I'm going there today and register.
Well, you're still pretty active.
Yeah.
You don't stop.
I want to keep my health, and that's the only way to do it. I want to be able to get around as long as I live, and when I die, hopefully it's just like that, you know.
Let me just ask you a couple of more questions, sort of reflecting back on some things I was first, looking back on your life so far, what would you say was the happiest time of your life?
What? I don't consider I could be any happier than I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really happy before I was married. I was having dates and dancing and going to school and working and just had a full life.
Mm-hmm.
I had was women swimming and bicycling and things like that, and went in mixed groups dancing and went to church and to young folks, and that was really a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I got married, but I could have gone on like this.
What would you say was the most fulfilling time?
Well, I really think that probably since Joyce has got a BA and gone to law school, and right now things are really shaping up nicely.
You know? What do you think you would have done differently in your life if you could?
Well, I suppose I would have tried to get more education. I did try, and of course my mother didn't want me to, but I don't know how I would have handled it any better if I were in the same situations, you know.
How about in terms of work? Is there anything you would have done differently, you think? Had you had it to do over again?
What I really wanted to do when I was in high school was to become go into dancing and drama and things like that, but I didn't have the opportunity in those days. I did have, when I was working at Blue Moon Cheese, they would have, the vice president would have backed me, or the president, either one, they were willing to back me in going into the movie careers.
Mm-hmm.
And I never trusted anybody, or men especially that way.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm glad I didn't.
How about as you, for instance, after you worked at Lockheed and got more exposed to that sort of work, and then took the classes, like the drafting classes, did you have thoughts that had you been younger, this is something you might really have liked to have pursued?
I don't think that I would have pursued that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have gone for more glamorous type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have, I didn't care that much about being tied down to the paperwork.
Uh-huh.
At my time of life, that would have been okay,
mm-hmm.
because it was no longer in the running in the other fields.
How would you assess the influence of your work during the war years on your life?
It was interesting of the women that I met, and they had sons in service, and that had their husbands, and that went through quite a bit of anxieties,
mm-hmm.
and this was expanding my views in life, and I can't regret working there. In fact, it was very enjoyable, very fulfilling.
Is there any way that you think the work itself or anything that you learned from that experience had any impact on your life later?
No, it wasn't anything that would have given me any help in my work. It just did it. Maybe the fact that I was working hours, so many hours, that I would work automatically those hours. And that was helpful in itself. But
in what way?
Well, you get up and you work, you don't watch TV. But yeah, you've got your work planned and you work the whole day. And I've always done that since then. Before that, maybe I, when Joyce was little, I'd get my housework done and we'd go for a walk and go to the park and do a lot of things like this. But then, of course, when I was working, I couldn't do that. And when I quit, she was ready also going to school. So when she was at school, I could do a full day's work.
So in other words, the pattern of your life, which had really changed somewhat after marriage, again changed and set a new pattern.
Yeah.
Of the work during the war years.
Yeah. Now, my husband most of the time was working either swing shift or graveyard. And I'd get up and work maybe out in the yard until he'd get up, and he would get up maybe between 9 and 10 o'clock and get his breakfast, and then he'd go out and look for cars, and I'd continue to do my work. And I would get his meal and get him off to work generally in the afternoon. When he was working this midnight shift or graveyard, it was miserable because you'd get him going around 11:30, and that seemed like a horrible time to start out to me. And we were always left alone at night. We had a dog. I wasn't really frightened, afraid, because I always kind of looked out for myself. But it wasn't like the kind of life I liked. I liked it. If I'm having a companion, at least I want him there sitting reading, if nothing else.
Well, let me ask you two last questions. First, if you were starting all over today as the mother of a young daughter, how would you have raised her differently in the context of today's context? How would you raise a young daughter now?
Somewhat different. I was not one to, when we were in the Scouts, I felt that they should be taught a survival and not necessarily how to fix your nails and powder your nose. The ones after me taught them to fix their nails and powder their nose. But I would believe in teaching survival.
What would you include in that?
How to go out into the wilderness, how to find water, how to find food, and how to protect yourself from fires and from animals and from poison and everything that meant survival. And I would teach her that she was equal to anybody else in the world, that she could do anything that she put her mind to and that she wanted to do, providing it wasn't anything that would hurt others or hurt herself. That was my way of living anyway. I mean, it was, even though we were living in an era when women were not considered equal, and they still aren't, huh?
Mm-hmm. If you were a young woman today, what would you do?
I would let him think I was superior to him, which I would be probably. I would do any work or anything I wanted to do. I'd still go out and have a good time because I like the opposite sex. I would do pretty much like I did then when they try to make love, I'd say, any necking's going to be done, I'm going to do it. And that really put him down fast. But I was really happy-go-lucky, so I think I'd live my life pretty much the same, but be a little more aggressive.
Is there anything else you would like to add on?
I don't know. I've forgotten, I guess, where I am. I did have when I had an injury. I was washing dishes and it was a mixer bowl broke. I think I hit it on the sink a little bit and it shattered and fell on my wrist and cut it open, cut tendons and nerves. So that I couldn't use my hand for a long time. But I've gotten so I can open my hand. It used to be locked back and I couldn't do anything like that. But I can open it and I can use it now. Mm. I still have a funny feeling in here like it's grating, you know, like it's really not entirely alive. But other than that one, I've got to use it. I can use a hammer. I can't type anymore. I can't play the piano. But I can do this kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
That's one reason why I didn't try to get into office work. In fact, I found the factory work better paid anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't try to get into filing or anything with Lockheed because I found the other better pay. And those in working in the office got laid off sooner anyway. So.
Okay.
I like something that I can move around. I don't like to sit at a desk mm-hmm. all the time.
Okay, is there anything else?
I suppose there's things, but they're probably not important.
Okay.